The sword of the Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge you in the sight of Yahweh and of the Messiah Yahshua, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. You see? We know, we have heard reproof, rebuke, and exhortation, but at the end there, it did not come with all long suffering. Everything requires something else. To get a good sharp edge, it requires you to do this first and then that. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to fables. But you, be sober in all things. Suffer hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. He's not just talking to the ministers. He's just not just talking to us or those who get up and preach. He's talking to every person that reads this Bible. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. From here onward, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing. And how will we be able to show Yahshua we loved his appearing? Well, because when we come before him with those, and those swords are sharp, he'll know. He'll know that we loved his appearing. We were prepared for when he's coming. It's a job. It's hard. Paul said he's laid up a crown for him. I want to turn over to Revelation chapter 3. I want to digress here just a little bit, talking about the crowns. But as I read this morning, as I put the finishing edges on this sermon, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11, Philadelphia, everybody wants to be Philadelphia. Everything's fine, Philadelphia. But 3 verse 11, it says, I come quickly, hold fast that which you have, that no man take your crown. We've read that before. But this morning, it seemed to mean a little bit more to me. He didn't say, don't lay it down. He's saying you can have it in your hand, just like a sword. If you're in a battle and you don't grip that sword tight and you swing that sword, it can be knocked out of your hands. And if you don't hold on to that crown with all your might, someone can take it away. It doesn't say just hold it. It doesn't just have it in your hand. In other words, he's saying grip it tight. And that's what we have to do. Paul says, I have the crown. I've got that crown in my hand, and I'm thankful. I ask myself, I can't say that. I got the crown and I'm going on. Well, I got to get a tighter grip on that crown. I have got to get a tighter grip on that sword of the Spirit and sharpen that edge. Bring it to a fine honed edge. Hold fast. Someone will snatch it out of your hands. And we might not even know it. That's the sad part. We might not even know it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. These things sharpen, okay? These we're fixing to read. Paul, we're talking about Paul. And we're going to read about this stuff. And I want every one of us to think about our own lives as we read this stuff from Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, we're going to start in verse 21. He had already spoke much here, but in verse 21 he says, I speak by way of disparagement, as though we had been weak. Yet whenever any is bold, he says, I speak in foolishness, I also am bold. He says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. So if anybody's got a reason to brag, Paul had a reason to brag. Are they ministers of the Messiah? I speak as one beside himself, I more, because Yahshua took him and trained him. in labors more abundantly, in prisons more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of rivers, perils of robbers, perils of countrymen, perils from the Gentiles, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor and travail, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Because those things that are outside, besides those things that are outside, there is that which presses upon me daily, anxiety for all the assemblies. And when I read this list of stuff, I thought to myself, you know what? These things sharpened that man. But you know what? When these trials come upon me, you know what it does? It dulls me. I become tough like that shoe leather. Paul was able to go on and say, there's a crown laid up for me because these things right here sharpened him. Do we? Does adversity sharpen us? Or does it make it look, and I like to use this, and I say it to my wife and my family sometimes, and even of myself, I get the woe is me syndrome. Woe is me. Oh, life is so hard. Things are so bad. But look what this man went through, and it made him a better person. It sharpened the sword of the Spirit. He was able to give an answer. Does adversity dull us, or does it sharpen us? We must strive to allow the adversity that we face to make us a better person. What a misnomer. But that's how it must be. The Scriptures tells us that. Paul went through it. Who is weak, and am I not weak? Who is caused to stumble, and I burn not? And he said, besides all this stuff that he suffered on the outside, inwardly he suffered for the people, the brethren that he loved, that he wanted to yearn to go and see. He outside, I suffer all this stuff happened to me outside, but then the inside depresses upon anxiety for the brethren, basically, and the sisters, and the people he longed to go see. So inwardly he was torn, and outwardly he was torn. Do we think about this? Do we yearn to for the people of this world? I don't know. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 8. Concerning this thing, I besought Yahweh 3 times. He had a thorn in the flesh there, a messenger from Satan to buffet him. He said, concerning this thing, I sought Yahweh 3 times that it should depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You see, the sword of the Spirit, when we are weak, why? I kept asking, why is Yahweh's power made perfect in weakness? You know why? Because when we are downtrodden and we are weak, we turn to Yahweh for help. But when we're doing good, everything's good, Yahweh is the last thing on our mind. We might thank Yahweh and praise Him, but you know when you're depressed and you're down in the dumps, then you turn to Yahweh, and that's where we receive our power. Therefore, I take pleasure in weakness. I can't say that. I have never said that. I have never said that. In injuries, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for the Messiah's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And the reason why he can say that is because he turns the more to Yahweh. He turns the more for help, for strength. For that rock that he needs, which is Yahshua the Messiah, to sharpen that sword. That's why he says it. I never have.